From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Iraq Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr entered the Iraqi parliament on Saturday after breaking into Baghdad's government-controlled Green Zone. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. This man is among them. Hassanian Ali said today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech earlier on Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva today for talks on the Syrian situation. He wants to deal with the ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout the country. Meantime, some 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas in the northern city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling and rocket fire and air raids in that city since April the 22nd. Among those killed were at least 50 in a hospital that was hit by an airstrike. European monitors say scores of migrants went missing on Saturday off the coast of Libya after their inflatable boat took on water and sank. International Organization for Migration said 84 people remained missing hours after an Italian cargo ship rescued 26 of them aboard that doomed boat. IOM says 1,244 migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia have drowned so far this year. This is VOA News. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory on Saturday, sending a message to the world that ivory is worth more when it's on the elephant rather than in the marketplace.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
The event marked Kenya's commitment to stopping the poaching of epidemic, which has resulted in tens of thousands of elephants across the continent being killed every year for the ivory tusk. In total, the ivory at the burn represented tusks from an estimated 8,500 elephants. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates have been wooing local party leaders in the state of California. That's a state that could be decisive in selecting the party's nominee for president. We get more now from VOA's Mike O'Sullivan.
As Donald Trump opened the meeting, protesters blocked streets at the site south of San Francisco. Inside, Republicans weighed their options. Some conservative Tea Party activists support Donald Trump.
A lot of Tea Party people behind Ted Cruz, too, so we're just watching.
The number two candidate in the state-by-state race, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, has thousands of volunteers in California. Others look to Ohio Governor John Kasich, a distant third in the race.
John Kasich can show that he knows how to govern.
But Trump's supporters say he's unstoppable. Others say he's too divisive to win the presidential election. Californians will make their choices for the party nominees on June 7th. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Burlingame, California.
President Obama had one more chance Saturday night to poke fun at fellow politicians, the press, and himself as well at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. Dinner came amid a fierce presidential campaign, as we just heard from Mike O'Sullivan, providing plenty of material for the after-dinner remarks by Mr. Obama. White House spokesperson said that President Obama enjoys opportunities to speak at these events in part because so many of his other speeches have to deal with much more serious topics. This is a unique event for the president. He says he likes to do them. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.